There you are. What the hell are you wearing? I almost didn't recognize you. Get in. What are you so worried about? I've been driving since I was 12. Would you fucking relax? I've got a fake license if the cops ask for it. I'm not an idiot. Get in. Can you grab the lighter from the glove compartment? The car one's busted. Right. I'm thinking pachinko. I know a place. You gamble a lot? They don't care if you're underage if you got cash. It's one of the few places I can still smoke in this damn city. I can cover you for a few rounds. Some dicklick that owed me money finally came through, and the rent's already paid. The rent on my apartment, genius. You know that shit costs money, right? I've got a dad, but he's a waste of fucking skin. The last time I left bills to him, we got our electricity cut off. I just pay for everything myself now. Why the fuck are we even talking about this, pachinko or not? Good. But if you win with my money, drinks are on you. Kampai. Fuck yes. Is it just me or was it hot as hell in that place? I needed this. Squid isn't bad. Try it. Who cares? I like squid with tea. Besides, oolong goes with everything. No, I wouldn't be boozing even if you weren't here. I'm not holding back to impress you or anything. I don't normally drink. And they drove us here. Because drinking makes people stupid, okay? I don't fucking enjoy feeling stupid. Fucking hell. I deal with enough stupidity through the fuckheads of my gang, thanks. What? Who told you that? The fucking mouth on that asshole. Yeah, my dad's a drunk. But he's been a dick a lot longer than he's been an alcoholic. His boozing is just the cherry on that shit sundae. I don't have a mom. Of course I technically have a mom, wise ass. She just bailed years ago. I don't know. I guess I was 11, maybe? Look, she could barely take care of herself, let alone me. She was more work than help at that point. Things got easier for me after she left. At least then I didn't have to sweep the streets looking for... Fuck, I still do that. Huh? Oh. I still... check homeless people. You know, bundled up on corners or sleeping on benches or whatever. I wouldn't be surprised if I found her someday. No, she lived with us, but she ran away a lot. Or ended up in some ditch after a really bad trip. I couldn't fucking keep tabs on her. I was in goddamn elementary school. She was a fucking junkie, okay? And you can't help those assholes. She was so fucking doped up when she was pregnant with me and I... Ugh! Look, the government was really fucking close to putting me in foster care, but she and my dad tried to clean up their act or some shit. Don't ask me why. We all would have been better off if I'd been tossed in some group home. Whatever. I just don't like talking about this shit, okay? God damn. You never give up, do you? Fuck. Fuck. Did Soshi tell you that? That son of a... I'm gonna run that fucker down in my car and back up over his corpse. Yeah. I have to stay clean from most shit because I was born addicted to a medicine cabinet. My mom was at least on heroin. I'm basically a ticking addiction time bomb. I have to piss. But when I get back, this conversation is fucking over, got it? Hey. Huh? My phone went off. Maybe it was a text. Oh. Did you see this? Quit lying. You've got a weird look on your face. Look, it's just Mitsuko. She knows I'm out with you, so she's giving me a hard time. It doesn't mean anything, okay? Shit, she texts "What are you wearing?" to everyone. That's how she says hello. Has she ever texted you? Well, she will. And she'll send you something batshit and sexually confusing, I promise. What do you mean? If you're hanging out with me, you're gonna be hanging out with her. She's not my fucking girlfriend. If she was, I wouldn't be here with you. Wait, that came out wrong. That's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. You're not my backup. I wouldn't do that to you. Like, take you out if I had someone waiting at home. That'd be a dick move, even for me. It's a little early to use the word serious. But not casual, I guess. I don't know. This isn't really my thing. This. You know, this. This whole going out fuckery. Not my thing. Sure, date, whatever. Fuck if I know. Is it really so fucking important for you to call it that? Fine. Fine, god damn it. Here. Leave me the fuck alone, Mitsuko. I'm on a date. Date. See? Here. Believe me now? I sent it, so stop worrying. Huh? Now she's asked what you're wearing. She's obviously just bored out of her skull and trying to push my buttons. Ignore her. Huh? No, don't call me that. No, fuck! Did she type that? Fuck! Ugh, it's just some stupid nickname she gave me in third grade and she will not let it die. I hate it. Don't use it. Hey, I just said not to use it. Fuck you! Mikichi. Ugh, sounds like something you'd call a floofy dog with brain damage. Huh? Ugh. Yeah, at least that long. Mitsuko and I go way back. We went to the same elementary school, actually. I was there on some scholarship for poor fucks or some bullshit. The place was mostly just an expensive daycare for rich snots. Are you kidding? Mitsuko's complete shit at school. No, her rich daddy plunked down a fortune so his precious snowflake could get the finest education. And what did she do with it? Skip class to try and help me Jimmy drinks out of the soda machines. That girl fucking loves to break the rules. No, it's not that. She gets off on the danger. Like the thought that she could get caught or hurt or whatever. She loves that shit. She's one of those crazy thrill seekers. It gets her, like, hot. Literally. Oh, she definitely latched onto me because I was from the wrong side of town. I didn't care. She was funny, good with her fingers, and nothing fucking fazed her. And her being a rich brat got us out of a few tight spots. And after a while, you know, we were hanging out even when we weren't stealing or scamming. Her parents got used to me bumping on their couch and eating their food. We were friends. She was there when my mom left. I was there when she beat her first charge. And then Byakko and the Riot Girls were recruiting in middle school and she took to that, big surprise. And before I knew it, she was running the thing. Back then, the Riot Girls were a pretty serious girl gang. But there was a bad fallout after one of their leaders died in a motorcycle accident. Mitsuko is pretty new, but charming as hell. She's got this way with girls. They fucking flock to her like she's some sexy older sister sneaking them boys and beer. So she was suddenly in charge, and Takashi wanted Byakko to have a better relationship with one of the girl gangs, and since I was technically working for him, he asked me to go to her. Why did I join Byakko? Well, I was kinda on the fence about it, since I'm not big on teamwork and shit. But then she dove in with the Riot Girls, so I figured I shouldn't be a limp dick. Yeah, I guess you could say I did it because of her. Why? Look, she's my best friend, alright? Sometimes you do shit like that because it's better to jump off a cliff together, okay? I already said she's not my girlfriend. She's never been my girlfriend. Did I ever ask her to be? That's none of your goddamn business. What the fuck kind of question is that? Are you seriously sitting here on a date with me and asking if I'm in love with someone else? What the fuck is this? Here, it's her again. She wants me to read it to you. Sorry if I interrupted your date. I'm just kidding, he's all yours. See? Another one. For you. Have a nice night. And Miki really likes it when people stick a tongue up it. What the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with her? God damn! Stop laughing, it's not funny! Shit! Fuck that! Fuck her, and fuck you! Fuck. I didn't sign up for this shit.
Excuse me, sir. There's no smoking in this bar.
Are you kidding me? I was smoking here last week.
We've changed our policy. I'm very sorry.
Since fucking when?
I'm very sorry.
Shit! What else? Come on, we're going. I'll be damned if I'm wasting another cigarette. I'll smoke outside. I already paid for you. Let's go. Ignore it. Just forget it. I'm not answering. Because I don't feel like talking to Mitsuko right now, okay? Because I'm here with you! Let's go somewhere. Anywhere. Pick someplace. I'll take you wherever you want to go.
You! In the blue shirt.
Not a fucking cop.
This is a no-smoking area.
I need them. They're prescription.
Spare me the attitude, kid. Put it out.
I can't. I'm nursing lung cancer. I'm trying to drop dead to get out of this conversation.
I told you to put it out.
Hey! What the fuck, pig?
That's a white rubber band on your left wrist, isn't it? Thought that was small enough to go under my radar?
I can wear whatever the fuck I want.
You little gangbangers are all the same. Can't keep this place safe with all you juvenile delinquents running around.
It's just a goddamn cigarette. I have the right to fuck up my own body.
Not on smoke-free government property. Hey you, are you with this guy?
No, we just bumped into each other.
Oh yeah? Show me your left wrist.
Back off! I'm the one with the cigarette.
We've got strict anti-gang laws around here. No congregating. Are you deaf? Push up your sleeves!
What the fuck is... the fuck, pig? Get your goddamn hands off!
Did you just take a swing at me?
This is bullshit!
Get that out. Stop it.
Hey, get your fucking hands off me!
You little prick! I'm bringing you in.
The fuck you are!
Ah!
Fuck, what the...
Don't give me a reason to beat your head in, you little shit. You want to add resisting arrest to the charge?
You fucking...
You. If you care where we're locking up this little smartass, come to the station about 5 blocks east of here. We'll be booking him for the next few hours.
You son of a... fucking asshole!
Save it, Pipsqueak.
I'm not... wait!
Move it.
Shit, my keys! I dropped my... Fuck!
Little asshole.
God damn it, bastard! Police brutality! I'm gonna sue your ass! I know my rights! Fuck. Fuck. Look, I'm sorry. Thank you for... God, I can't fucking believe this. No, it's not okay. You shouldn't have to use your fucking pachinko winnings as my bail money. That goddamn motherfucking piece of shit pig. His daughter probably fucked half a Seiyu to get his panties jammed so far up his gang-hating ass. No one drags someone in for smoking a cigarette. And it's not fucking illegal to wear a fucking rubber band. Oh god, I got fucking priors. I'm not looking forward to that court date. Oh shit. Thanks. I didn't want to mention the car since it's not mine. And I'm underage. And driving without a license. Thanks for grabbing my keys. Sorry. We gotta walk back. God damn, I want a cigarette. Do you think they can see me from the station? What? Why are you laughing? It's not funny. Quit laughing at me. I didn't... Hey. Quit it. I'm sorry. For this. For everything. I'm not good at this. Come on. This is the worst fucking date in the history of the world. Yeah, right. This would be hard to top. Shit. Hang on. No, it's Mitsuko again. She's wondering about the car. Yeah, it's hers. She can't drive it, but her dad bought it as some sort of incentive to clean up her act or something. Huh? Hell no, it didn't work. What the hell did you write me now? Huh? Nothing. Look, I know I've got a problem. No, seriously. I'm not usually that stupid around cops. I just... When something sets me off, I can't think straight anymore. I get so angry, and I make the same dumbass mistakes as the worst Byaku dipshits. And I realize that while I'm doing it. It only makes me madder, which makes me act stupider and makes everything worse. It's like a positive feedback loop of fuckery. And I can't. Huh? My dad? No, he's not angry. He's just an asshole. A dismissive deadbeat drunk who can't keep a job. My mom? I told you. She was just a weak-willed junkie. What the hell are you? You think I inherited this? I told you, they're not angry. They're just useless. They're pathetic fuck-ups. The only productive thing they ever did was fuck and conceive a baby. Does that piss me off? Sure. They thought that donating an egg and a sperm meant their lives were back on track and that I was their magic ticket out of the gutter. When all they did was drag me down into shit with them. And no matter how much I wish I didn't care, I still look for my mom and bring money to my dad and I can't fucking get myself to cut the cord. It's fucking depressing and it's fucking irritating and I fucking hate them. And Byaku. Byaku was never enough. I still go back. Are you happy? Is that what you wanted me to say? What are you... Stop it. Would you quit it? What the hell's wrong with you? Are you getting off on this? You're fucking weird. Wait, there's the car. I should take you home. Wait. I'm serious. This is weird. What? No. Of course I've done this before. You think I'm Cherry or some shit? I don't get you. You just had to post my bail. Does that make you hot or something? Fuck, you're weird. Hang on. Wait. I'm gonna put down the seat. Here. Sorry I got so late. No, don't even. I'm paying you back. I don't care if you won that bail money. Fuck you. I'll reverse pickpocket you if I have to. I can pickpocket just fine, asshole. What now? Hang on. Huh? Oh. I'm telling Mitsuko what we did in her car. Maybe that did it. Hang on. You asshole, she says. You suck. And tell me if you got a tongue up your- Fuck! Night. I'll call you. Sure. I'll make it a text.